我们今天要讲的这个是要来看一下约翰福音的第四章。
Today we'll share on John chapter 4.
如果你们有看到这个bulletin 的话，就会知道我们是要讲的题目是主耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人的谈话。
And if you've seen the bulletin, the title of our message today is Lord Jesus, the conversation with the woman.
我们如果对这个圣经福音书 不陌生的话，我们大概就会知道
familiar with the Bible.
那么主耶稣在传道的时候呢，那么有跟众人讲话，也有跟单独个人谈话的时候。
As Lord Jesus is preaching, he sometimes speaks to an entire crowd, and then also he'll have conversation with individuals.
那么我们记得主出来传道的第一句话，他讲了圣经记载是说天国近了，你们要悔改。
If you remember the first word that he preaches, that the heavenly kingdom is near, that you need to repent.
然后在这个登山宝训的时候呢，在众人的面前主就说了虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And also he said that those who are humble is blessed because the heavenly kingdom is theirs.
然后说哀痛的人有福了，那么饥渴慕义的人有福了，等等之类的。
And also were similar to those who are suffering are blessed.
为义受逼迫有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And those who are persecuted because of the righteousness are also blessed.
那么又说呢当爱你的仇敌。
He also said, love your enemies.
为逼迫你的祷告。
And also pray for those who are persecuting you.
我想这句话，如果我们当时以我们是犹太人的话，以色列人的话，我们在罗马帝国统治下，我想我们听了可能都觉得很不舒服。
I think if we can imagine being in the Jews' place back when they were under the ruling of the Roman Empire, I think you won't feel very comfortable hearing these words.
那么在约翰福音的第三章记载有一个叫尼哥底母这个犹太人是做官的，是法利赛人。
If you remember in chapter 3 there's an official who's a Pharisee called Nicodemus.
那这个人呢，我想他的生活应该是非常的好，那么也非常的在社会受尊重，我想他应该是很满足的。
I think given his position as a high official, I'm sure his living is pretty easy and well respected as society at the time.
那耶稣如果没有来的话，他的生活可能就很满足，一生这样过去了。
And if Jesus hadn't come, I'm sure that he will have a very satisfying life.
但是很不幸的，耶稣出现了。
But unfortunately, he appeared.
那么耶稣的话在他心里面造成了一个不安，他真的是就没有办法，可能睡不着了，晚上就半夜来找耶稣。
But however, Jesus' words caused an unbalance in his heart, and he couldn't sleep at night. So he, in the middle of the night, he woke up and find Jesus.
那另外有一个人叫做，就是圣经记载，马太福音里面记载，就是有一个年轻的富有的官。富有的这个少年人。
And also in book of Matthew, it records a rich young man.
那么我们都知道他也是一个做官的。
We also know that he's also an official.
那他跑来问耶稣说呢，夫子我应该做什么善事才可以承受永生。
And he asked him, what good deeds should I do in order to have eternal life?
那耶稣告诉他说呢，没有，只有一位神是善的，那么你要遵行律法就可以得到永生。
And he said, there's only one true God who is good, and what you need to do is to obey all the laws.To get eternal life.
那么耶稣跟他说呢，那他就问耶稣说呢，那什么是律法呢？
And so he asked him, what is the law?
那耶稣就跟他说呢，不可偷盗，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可作假见证，也要爱人如己等等之类的。
And then Lord Jesus went down the list with him, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not murder, and all those other things.
那他说呢，这些事我都做了。
And so he replied, yeah, I've done all these things.
那么还要做什么呢?
What else should I be doing?
那我想在律法之下他应该是完全的一个人。
I think under the law he's a complete and good man.
但他为什么问这件事呢?为什么说还要做什么事呢?
But why would he be asking what else should he do?
我想他因为是看见耶稣来的不是律法里面的，还有一些事情是律法他所做不到的。
Because I think he saw that in Jesus coming, what he brings not only is the law, but also something else outside the law.
那么耶稣就跟他说，你若要做完全人的话。
So Jesus answered him, if you want to be a complete
要变卖你一切所有的。
Sell all of your possessions.
那分给穷人。
And give to the poor.
然后还要来跟从我。
And then follow me.
那他就什么，哀哀愁愁的就走了，对不对？
And then the young man, if you remember, he sadly walked away.
好，这些事情是告诉我们什么呢？在旧约的律法之下，他们本来是可以很舒服的，很满足的，一生可能就这样子过。但是呢，有一个人来了。让他们很不舒服。
So what this tells us is that under the old laws, people who obey them will have a very comfortable life. But however, comes a man who now unselling their lifestyle.
好，那我们现在来看今天的约翰福音的第四章。那么这个撒玛利亚妇人，耶稣跟他之间的对话要引出什么来？我们再来。
And so today we'll look at chapter 4 to see the conversation between our Lord Jesus and the Samaritan woman and what that leads to.
因为这一章的这个经文蛮长的，我们就从第一节到第六节，我们请英文先念，那么中文我们接着从第七节再念。
Because this chapter is pretty long, so we'll read verse 1 to 6 in English first, and then verse 7 on with Chinese. John chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing but his disciples were, he left Judah and went away again into Galilee. And he had passed through Samaria. And so he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well, and it was about the sixth hour.
好，我们中文一起念，从第七节我们要念到十五节。好，我们一起。有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。好，我们英文从十六节念到二十六节，我们英文念这段。
English will read from verse 16 to 26. He said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and one whom you now have is not your husband. This is you have said truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worshipped in this mountain, and your people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all the things to us." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he."
好，我们中文再往下念，二十七节我们念到三十节。
And Chinese will read from 27 to 30.
好，我们一起。当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。好，到这里。那么再来英文呢，从 39节念到42节。
So I'll read, skip to verse 39 and then until 42. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all the things that I have done. So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word. And they were praising the woman, "Is this no longer because of what you said that we believe? For we have heard on ourselves and know that this is one indeed the Savior of the world."
好，我们刚刚这样念呢，就是大概是我把这一章呢，我要讲的题目啊，分成这么几段落。那么第一节到第六节，那么七到十五，那么二十六到二六，二七到三十，那三九到十二，分成这么几段啊，我们要来啊学习一下这个经文。
So the sections that we just read are the ones that I plan to share in the message today.
好，那从第一段呢，就是第一节到第六节这段呢，啊，我们知道这只是说圣经的开头告诉我们。那么耶稣在这个时候呢是啊在什么地方。
So in the first section, verse 1 to 6, it just sets up the background for us, let us knowing where he is.
他说呢，耶稣呢要往从犹太地呢要往加利利去，那么必须经过撒玛利亚。
So it says that Jesus being in Judah wants to go to Galilee, so he must pass through Samaria.
好，那我想我们稍微看一下圣经的地理位置，所以稍微可以明白一下。
So let's take a look at the geography.
这个地方就是所谓的啊耶路撒冷。
So right there is Jerusalem.
然后呢，这是犹太地，这个地方叫犹太地。
So this is Judea.
那么这是死海。然后呢，上面叫加利利，这个地方叫加利利。
And that's Galilee right there.
Okay. 那么一般的犹太人呢，他们走路呢是不这样走过去，虽然说这个是很近的路。但通常犹太人是走这样过来。
So usually instead of going directly across, the Jews would take the longer route.
他们通常当时耶稣的时代的人呢，他们不走这个路，他们是走这个路过来，然后再从约旦河往东，那走到迪加波利，这个叫迪加波利的地方，然后从这边呢再进到加利利的这块地方。
So,
就是耶稣出生的拿撒勒就在这个地方。
What they would do is, instead of taking a shortcut directly across, they would walk to the east and then go up north along the Jordan River and then take a west turn.
好，那我们知道在这个南北分裂成南北国的时候呢，那么北国的地方就是这个地方，就属于北国，叫撒玛利亚的地方。
So we know that when the country was divided into north and south, Samaria is a part of the north.
那么南国呢，就是以犹太的这个耶路撒冷为主要的部分。
And in the southern country, they have Jerusalem as the center point.
但是我们看圣经这边讲的很奇怪，他们本来是兄弟，但是在这个圣经的第九节这边讲，原来犹太人。和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
It's very strange that originally they're brothers, but here in verse 9 it says for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
那我们就从历史里面去看，就知道说原来，那么在北国他们沦陷给王给亚述帝国的时候呢，那么那时候出了问题。
So looking back from history, we realize that when the north was under attack by a foreign country, that's when the problem arises.
我们可以看一下这个列王记下第十七章。
We're going to take a look at 2 Kings chapter 17.
这次我没有放那个 PowerPoint, 我想让大家翻翻圣经，然后读一读。
I do not have the words on the PowerPoint, so I would like you all to turn to your Bibles.
好，我们七章列王记下十七章的二十四节。
So 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 24.
好。好，我念给你们听哈，从二十四节我就念一些让你们听，跳着念。
So I'll read.
我先念中文，然后待会念英文。亚述王从巴比伦古他雅瓦哈麻和西法瓦因迁移人来安置在撒玛利亚的城邑，代替以色列人，他们就得了撒玛利亚，住在其中。他们才住在那里的时候，不敬畏耶和华。所以耶和华叫狮子进入他们中间，咬死了些人。有人告诉亚述王说，你所迁移安置在撒玛利亚各城的那些民，不知道那地之神的规矩，所以那神叫狮子 进入他们中间咬死他们。亚述王就吩咐说，叫所掳来的祭司回去一个，使他住在那里，将那地之神的规矩教导那些民。于是有一个从撒玛利亚掳去的祭司回来，住在伯特利，指教他们怎样敬畏耶和华。然而各族之人所住的城里各为自己制造神像，安置在撒玛利亚人所造有丘坛的殿中。巴比伦人造苏哥比纳像，古他人造逆甲像，哈马人造亚士马像，士瓦人造逆哈和他尔他像，西法瓦因人造用火焚烧儿女献给西法瓦因的神亚德米勒和亚纳米勒。他们惧怕耶和华，也从他们中间立丘坛的祭司，为他们在有丘坛的殿中献祭。他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神，从何邦迁移，就随何邦的风俗。他们直到如今仍照先前的规矩的风俗去行。好，我们就念到这里。
So we'll read from verse 24 to 34 of 2 Kings chapter 17. The king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kata and from Ava and from Hamath and Sepharvaim and settled them in the cities of Samaria in place of sons of Israel. So they possessed Samaria and lived in the cities. At the beginning of their living there, they did not fear the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. So they spoke to the king of Syria, saying, The nation whom you have carried away into exile in the city of Samaria do not know the custom of the God of the land. So he has sent lions among them, and behold, they killed them because they do not know the custom of the God of the land. And the king of Syria commanded, saying, Take there one of the priests whom you carried away into exile, and let him go and live there, and let him teach them the custom of God of the land. So one of the priests whom they have carried away into exile from Samaria came and lived at Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. But every nation still made gods of its own, and put them in the houses in the high place, which the people of Samaria had made, every nation in their cities in which they lived. The men of Babylon made Sakaf Benaf, the men of Kaf made Nergal, the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avetites made Nebhias and Tartak. And the Sepharites burned their children in the fire to Adramelech and Amalek, the gods of Sepharvaim. They also feared the Lord and appointed from among themselves priests of the high place who acted for them in the houses of the high place.
Okay, 他们基本上成为一个敌对的国家，为什么呢？因为他们在建圣殿的时候，他们来扰乱了。
So this is just to give you a little bit background, the history between the Jews and the Samaritans is that when they were enslaved, they become enemies, and also when the Jews were building their temple, they came in to harass them.
那么那是在以斯拉记里面呢，我们就知道他们已经是敌对，成为世仇了。
So that's recorded in even Ezra, and from that we know that they become enemies.
好，所以在耶稣的时代呢，那么犹太的人呢，他不走以色列人呢，他们不走那条路啊，经过撒玛利亚的，他们绕路，原因就在这里。
And so that's why during times of Jesus, the Jews would not go past Samaria.
好，那这些历史背景可能比较枯燥，我们先往下看。我们来看这段经文，从第七节开始呢，那我们要来看我们的主要的。
So the history is a little bit dry, so why don't we turn back to Book of John and starting from verse 7.
好，那在这段里面你会发现很奇怪的，从第七节呢到二十六节这段经文，你会发现很奇怪的，就是耶稣说，然后妇人说。这样子一直一来一往的。
So it's really strange if you notice that in this section, it goes one, Jesus will speak one verse and then the woman will answer another one, and they just go like this back and forth.
这可能不是 strange, 只是说呢，蛮特别的，因为在圣经里面，其他族跟这个门徒或者是族跟周围人对话里面， 不常有这样的发生。你看，这是主跟一个撒玛利亚妇人是这样一直对话蛮长的时间的。
So to be more precise, this is more of a special occurrence.
好，那我们看第七节呢，这边讲有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。
And so in verse 7, there came a woman of Samaria to draw water.
那耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
And Jesus said to her, give me a drink.
那么第九节讲说呢，那妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
And so the woman answered, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink?
那第十节耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
And Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
那妇人说呢，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里来得活水呢？
And so the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water and the well is deep. Where then do you get up that living water?
那底下耶稣回答说，
And so Jesus answered in verse 13.
那么第十五节呢，妇人又说了。
And then in verse 15, the woman said again.
那十六节耶稣又说了。
And then in verse 16, he responded.
那十七节妇人说，那耶稣说，那底下你就看，妇人说，很长很长的
这样
对话下去。
And then in 17, it goes on, continues on.
如果我们去看他对话的话，我们会发现这是一个很深的对话。
If we truly analyze the conversation, we realize that it's very deep and full of meaning.
我想我可能也读了很多次，像各位一样，但是直到我这次准备的时候，我才发现其实它里面的深意非常的深意，才慢慢的体会到一点。
I think many of you, myself included, have read this passage many times, but truly when I start prepare this message, I realize how deep the meanings are.
那我们如果要懂得这个里面的对话，我们必须要能够进入到好像撒玛利亚妇人跟耶稣对话的那个情景里面去，我们要能够进入到当时的这样的情景，才能够稍微体会到一点。
And in order to truly understand the significance of the conversation, we really need to put ourselves in their place.
我们都知道主为什么走这个犹太人一般人不走的这个路呢？这是有他特别的目的。
So we know why normal Jews would not go cut across the land of Samaria.
然后呢，正那么巧呢，到那个地方呢，有个撒玛利亚妇人来打水。
And it just so happens that at that time there's a Samaria woman who's taking water.
那么看起来好像这是一个偶然，但其实不然，因为神主耶稣基督呢，已经是一个特别的设计，要来跟这个妇人相遇。
It seems from surface seems like a coincidence, but in reality, Lord Jesus planned this all along.
好，我们先看第一个，耶稣说呢，请你给我水喝。
And so let's take a look, start looking at this. Jesus start by saying, give me a drink.
然后这个妇人就说呢，你是犹太人，那么我是撒玛利亚妇人，我们不相往来的，那你干嘛来向我要水喝呢？
And so the woman answered her, how is it that you being a Jew ask me a drink since I'm a Samaritan woman?
那么耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
And then Jesus answered, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who say to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you.
如果你是一个妇人的话，你会觉得很奇怪呢？
Wouldn't you feel strange if you're the Samaritan woman?
因为你有活水呢，你干嘛跟我要水喝呢？
Things like, if you have living water, why are you asking a drink from me?
但是呢，我想我们今天基督徒都知道，主是借着这个物质的水来要引他进入到属灵生命的活水。
But I think as Christians we all understand that the Lord is using the physical water to lead her into the living water.
但我想这个妇人是不明白，就像我们如果当时我们进到那个情景，我们不会明白。你看那妇人的回答，第十一节她说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里来得活水呢？
But I would imagine at the time the Samaritan woman wouldn't understand, because in verse 11 you'll see that she said, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep.
因为主讲了活水，那么他想成是物质的水，他说你又没有器具，又没有这个打水的桶子，那么井这么深，你怎么打水呢？
Because the Lord is saying the living water, but to her she is interpreting as the physical water. And so she thinks, okay, so you don't have, the deep is so, the well is so deep, but you have nothing to draw water with.
所以我想可能像主在对牛弹琴一样的。
So it may seem like the Lord is, talking to someone who's completely could not understand what he's talking about.
就像我们传福音给别人一样，你讲了一个属灵的，那么他对方想的是属物质的东西，那么这个搭不搭档，所以你问了一个，他回答又另外一个。
So just like we are spreading the gospel to other people, when we talk about spiritual things, they're thinking about physical things.
但主并没有放弃，你看再往下呢，这个妇人就不知道他讲的是什么。他说呢，我们的祖宗啊，雅各将这个井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜都喝这井里的水，难道你比他大吗？
And then the woman said, You are no greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle.
他想说，如果你有活水的话，那你肯定比我们的祖宗雅各还要大吧。
Because her logic was that if you have living water, then surely you are greater than our father Jacob.
那耶稣回答说呢，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
And Jesus answered her and said, Everyone who drink of this water will thirst again.
啊、人若喝我所赐的水，水就永远不渴。我所赐的水呢，要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And he answered, But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
那我想这个妇人还是不明白。你看第十五节，妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
So I think the woman still doesn't understand, for in verse 15 she said, Sir, give me the water so I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw.
啊，这妇人也不错，她没有说因为这样就把耶稣赶走了，她没有说你讲的话我听不懂，你讲的是外国话，她还说先生请把这水赐给我。
So I give this woman some credit because she after hearing his words she didn't drive him away. Instead she asked him to give her this water.
她叫我不渴，可是她又说一个话，也不用来这么远打水。
So that she would not thirst again, but then she also said that, so that she would not have to come all the way here to draw.
所以好像她懂了，可是我想她还是不懂，因为她说呢，就不用来这么远打水，她还是想成什么呢？还是想成这个物质的水的需要。主讲的是属灵的水，可是她一直没有明白过来。
So it seemed like she understand, but also it seemed like she still doesn't understand, She doesn't understand that this water Jesus speaks of is the spiritual water.
我想我不知道你如果遇到这样的人你会怎么样。
I'm not sure how you would deal with a person like this.
我想我们大概就放弃了吧。
I think most of us would just give up.
我们就说啊，主你自己工作，我没办法了，因为这个人我们讲不通了。
So maybe we'll just give up and say, Lord, you can take care of this because we have no way to make this person understand.
所以但是我们的主呢，他没有这样子。
But our Lord did not do this.
所以你看这个妇人说呢，先生请把这水赐给我，表示这个妇人还有什么呢，她还有一个要的心，她只是她一直想不过来，她还在要说请你把这水给我。
So we look again, the one says, Sir, give me this water. So we understand that she still has this heart for the water.
我想如果是我们的话，我们可能这时候跟她讲，哎呀妇人，你的生活太糜烂了，你有好几个丈夫，你应该悔改。
So I think if we're in Jesus' place, we're surely said to her that, a woman, you are living in sin, you have several husbands, you need to repent.
因为我们的主是什么？知道过去，知道现在，是知道我们所有的一切心思意念的主。
Because our Lord is the one who knows our past and our present.
好，如果我们是对这个妇女这样过去、现在生活明白的话，这么明了的话，我们可能就是说，哎呀，你应该悔改。因为天国近了，因为你的生活不道德，神是圣洁的，我们一大堆道理是跟他讲的。
So if we are in Jesus' position and we know her past and present, then we would tell her name out all the sins that she committed in the past and then tell her to repent.
或者你如果知道这样一个妇人的话，你可能怎么样呢，可能早就跟他远离，不敢跟他讲话了。
Or in another case, maybe that if we know what her actions were in the past, then we would be far away from her.
我想我可能会这样，大部分人可能就是这个样子。
I think I would be like this and I would say most of us would be like this.
但主从16节开始很奇妙，主的回答又是另外一个奇怪，他说呢，你去叫你丈夫也来到这里。
Amazingly, Lord Jesus didn't do this and instead in 16 you'll see that he said, Go call your husband and come here.
这是很奇怪的。15节他问了说呢，请你把这水赐给我，他先生请你把这水赐给我，叫我不渴。可是呢耶稣回答的话是跟这个毫无关系，他说呢，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
This is very strange because in verse 15 the woman asks him for the water. But yet in 16, Jesus gave her a completely different answer. Instead, he commanded her to call her husband.
好，所以从16节开始呢，主要做一件很奇妙的事情，主要让这个妇人呢知道这个活水，而且得到活水。那么主呢跟我们想法不一样了，主知道怎么样做，他说呢叫你丈夫来到这里。
So this is very amazing from 16 on, you 26. See, from 26,
no, 16 to 26,
the Lord Jesus wants to let her understand about this water, so he's calling her to get her husband.
好，那如果你是这妇人的话，你怎么说呢？
So if you're this woman, what would you say?
你就说呢，我先生关你什么事？我这是我的事情，你不要管。
You probably answer, it's none of your business.
然后我们可以看得到妇人的回答 就有点这样味道，妇人说我没有丈夫。
But then if we see that the woman's answer it has some of those meaning, it says that I have no husband.
对，因为这妇人讲到丈夫的时候是什么，是讲到她的最难堪的最痒的地方。
So when Jesus mentions her husband, it is something that she's really ashamed of.
他前面还有两次讲到先生，先生，这个时候他已经不讲了，他说我没有丈夫，他根本不把耶稣当先生，他说我没有丈夫，他根本就跟耶稣反驳了。我想他如果当时我们在场的话，你可能会听到他是很大的这个否认，说我没有丈夫。
So before you notice she's really being courteous and always addressed him as sir, sir, but now she directly answered I. So she's really being defensive.
我想可能他的语气就有点不客气了。
So I'm sure at this point her tone has changed as well.
耶稣说呢，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
And so Jesus answered and said, "You have correctly said, I have no husband."
啊，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
And so for you have had five husbands, and one whom you now have is not your husband. This is you have said truly.
啊，你这话是真的。
And so she said, "This is you correctly said."
Yeah. 好，所以这个妇人本来是啊，在主面前。完全的否认到底的。那么现在呢，当耶稣讲的这个话，他怎么说呢？底下就妇人就说，先生，我看出你是先知。
So originally the woman wanted to deny all of this to the end, but then in 19 she said, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
好，我们就知道这个妇人呢，她刚开始是否认的，可当主点出来的时候，她怎么样呢？她没地方逃了，就像那个新年妇人 被抓到一样的，她没得逃了，她只有承认了。
So we see that initially she's trying to deny everything, but then Jesus cornered her, and so she can do nothing else but to admit.
好，而且还说你真是先知。
And also she admitted that you are a prophet.
然后加了这个前面又有一个先生，表示又开始尊敬他了。
And also if you notice again that she now adds the word sir in front of it, before she addresses him, so she changed her tone again.
然后他开始就讲到一些宗教的敬拜的问题了，又把这个丈夫的问题又赶快撇开了。
So now again, she's starting to talk about things, religious matters, to trying to divert the conversation.
因为讲到丈夫的会让她很不舒服。那讲到这个宗教的敬拜，至少她可能从小还学到一点，还觉得很蛮可以谈的。
Because this topic of husband she can handle, but when talking about religion, she could still carry on the conversation.
OK, 那往下呢我们就看到那耶稣说，妇人你当信我，时候将到，拜父也不在这个山上，也不在耶路撒冷等等之类的。然后到最后耶稣说呢，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为神是灵，要这样的人拜他。
So Jesus then speak from verse 21 to 24tell her that woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father, and on and on. And then lastly, he tells her that she should worship with all her heart.
那么这妇人本来以为说在宗教知识上她可能还可以，想不到一谈又错了，她一讲又发现耶稣又指证她，她又错掉了。那么耶稣说也不在这个山，也不在耶路撒冷，乃是用心灵跟诚实。
So originally the woman thinking that in changing the topic to religion, she may have said something that may ring true, but then again Jesus corrected her and made her realize that she was wrong once again.
好，那么25节妇人就说呢，我知道弥赛亚，那么表示这个妇人的宗教的知识还算正确，她知道弥赛亚要来。
And so the woman in verse 25 says that I know that Messiah is coming. So this shows that she still has some of correct knowledge in this area.
她说她来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。
And when the one comes, he will declare all things to us.
耶稣说呢，这和你说话的就是他。
And then Jesus answered, I who speak to you am he.
好，你看很奇怪的，耶稣已经向他表明他就是基督弥赛亚。在圣经里面很多地方呢，耶稣不愿意告诉人。
This is very truly special because in many places in the Bible, Joseph would not admit that he would not say that he is Messiah, but here he blatantly said to her that he is the Messiah.
我们都知道，那在这里可以看得清楚，这个妇人已经什么？已经看见主就是那位基督弥赛亚了。
So here what it shows is that the woman now began to see that Jesus is the Christ and the Messiah.
好，我们再往下27啊，往下看，那么。我们就看到28节，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
In verse 27-29 said, the woman left her water pot and came into the city and said to the men, come to see this man who had told me all the things I have done. This is not the Christ, is it?
好，我想我们如果看到这里，我们应该可以知道这个妇人已经怎么样呢？妇人已经得到活水了。
I think at this point we can see that the woman has already received the living water.
她已经把她所有的网罗捆绑，她一生所追求的爱情的这样子的热情呢，已经解开了。
She released all of the her bondage and that what she seek in this world she let go already.
她已经得到生命的活水了。
She has received the living water of life.
这不是很奇妙吗？主就从这么简短的一个对话里面呢，让这个妇人得到生命的活水。
Isn't this amazing? Just from this short conversation, the Lord allows the woman to receive the living water.
如果要我们去解释，我们可能解释一半天，我们都解释不通。
If it is up to us to explain all of this, I'm sure that even with half a day, we still couldn't make it clear to her.
主就带着这个妇人呢，从这样几个简单的对话。已经把这个妇人心中的捆绑啊解开了，得到生命的活水。
Well, Lord, using just a few words, He's able to release her from all the bondage and then to receive the living water.
好，我想啊，这个我先简单的讲一点过去一段时间呢、啊。那么我们在台湾啊，大概有两年，我都比较常回台湾的时间。
So I'd like to, at this point I'd like to share something from my own past. In the past 2 years, I spent significant times back in Taiwan.
那么啊，我在信主大概我是啊93年信主的，十几年的历史了。
I started to believe in the Lord in back in 93.
那么我信主以后呢，也是啊都有机会，大概一年啊会回去个一次，那么都是出差的时间比较短。
So after I believed in the Lord, Each about every 2 years, I get a chance to go back due to business reason.
那么回去的话都会是探访，当然是看我爸爸或者是我的姐姐亲戚，那么都会跟他们传福音。
And also during my going back to Taiwan, I would visit my family and spread the gospel, share the gospel with them.
我记得我第一次跟我爸爸讲说我信耶稣，他说你到美国去给人家骗走了。
I remember, still remember the first time when I told my father that I believe in Jesus. He said to me, you have been to the United States and now they change you.
然后像我姐姐姐夫他们要传福音那也很难，因为像我姐夫那更难。
And also it's hard to, for me to, share the gospel with my sister and also sister, and brother-in-law.
但是反正还是没有放弃，就是我跟我太太我们都是常为他们祷告，那么有机会回去的话就给他们一些福音的信息或者福音的单张或者录音带之类的。
It's quite a challenge because they would not accept, but my wife and I didn't give up, and each time whenever we had the opportunity we would share with them and give them pamphlets and little books to read.
那我如果要传福音给我姐姐姐夫他们，我姐姐是不太听的，因为她对这个没有兴趣，对宗教没有兴趣。
When I'm trying to share the gospel with my sister, she's not really interested. She doesn't have any interest in religion.
那我姐夫的话呢，他就是听，他也不跟你辩。
But for my brother-in-law, he'll listen, but he won't respond.
因为他说呢，你们信你的，我们信我的，大家都信的都很好。
Because his logic is that you can believe what you believe and I'll believe what I believe and it's all good.
所以常常就没有办法，因为你讲一讲，他好像他也听了，但是。好像没有任何反应。
So oftentimes it seems like we've just been doing fruitless labor because we can talk all we want and they just go on about their own ways.
那么如果知道我姐夫的背景，你就知道这个是太困难，因为我们在台湾的人 通常都有这个拜祖先，这是大概每一个家庭都有。
If you know the background of my brother-in-law, you'll probably understand because in Taiwan we all have this tradition of worshipping our ancestors.
包括我们家，我家也是这样的，这个祖宗的牌位的。
Including our own house, that we have a place for each of our ancestors.
那我姐夫他是更特别，因为他不但是这样，他比一般的人还要更加敬虔。
My brother-in-law is even more so than normal.
因为我姐夫他从小就对这种很敬虔，他从我认识他，他跟我姐姐结婚呢，他就是啊有拜这种偶像，而且他都有早到晚都烧香的。
So my brother-in-law does this does it diligently. He started while he was young, and all the way through until he married my sister, he's been doing this morning. He burned incense for the ancestors morning all day during the day or throughout the day.
不是只有祖宗的牌位，他还有那些神像的。
And not only the plaques for the ancestor, but also he had these idols.
而且他用的香不是我们一般的随便买的，他都特别讲究买的香。
And also he just doesn't use any over-the-counter incense. He has special incense.
我记得我去跟他传福音讲拿圣经的时候呢，那么我们基督徒有时候圣经随便放，茶几也放，到处随便放。
I remember when I brought the Bible over to him to share the gospel with him. Most of us Christians, we just put our Bible anywhere.
他有一次跟我很惊讶，他说呢这个圣经是很神圣，你怎么可以随便放呢？
And once he was shocked and he said to me, this Bible is very precious, why do you just place it so casually?
因为虽然他不信这个，但他认为这个只要是神的东西，圣的应该是很神圣，不能够这样随便的好像一般的书这样的看待。
And because even though he doesn't believe the Bible, but he understands that the Bible is very important for Christians, and so anything that's related to God should be holy and sacred, and so he's really shocked to learn how we treat the Bible.
好，那这很多。那么我姐夫呢，他是这个不但只有拜，他如果早上去上班，下午回来，他问小孩子说，你们拜了没有？如果没有拜的话，他不是先吃饭的，而先拜完烧香了，他才吃饭的。
And he worshipped, he's so rigorous in his schedule, his ways that, not only does he worship in the morning, but in the afternoon after work, he come back, the first thing he'll ask is whether his children have burned the incense for the ancestors. If not, they need to do so before dinner.
啊，不打紧，他还有读佛经，还读易经，还学算命。
And not only does he read, the book and, the book for
易经 I don't
the book for the literature from the Buddhist literatures but also he reads other Chinese philosophical works.
好，所以你就知道要像这样的人传福音大概可能只有放弃了。
So you understand for us to share the gospel with someone like this we probably have to give up.
那我有时候回去都是故意好像礼拜天到他们家然后说姐夫我们到教会你带我去吧。
And sometimes when I return, I purposely visit them on Sundays, hoping that he would say that, bring us to the Sunday worship.
那他都会说，哦，我带你去，然后他就送完，他就回家了。
Well, I will ask him to bring us to the church for Sunday worship, but usually he would just bring us to the worship and then he'll go home himself.
因为他根本都不进去的。
Because he wouldn't put a step, take a step into the church.
那直到两年，大概两年多前呢，我又有一次呢回去，大概是这个春天的时候回去到我姐姐家住了几天。
And until about 2 years ago, when I got a chance to return once again in spring, I spent a few days living with my sister.
那我又跟她讲说，姐夫，我们去教会吧。
And so once again, I mentioned to her, let's bring us to the church.
那她很奇怪，她这次不一样，她说呢，你这个礼拜去，我下礼拜再去。
And strangely, he answered this time, you'll go this Sunday, but I'll go next Sunday.
那我想他大概敷衍了事，这个就算了吧，那我就去了。
So at the time, I thought he's just saying that, and so I didn't give it much thought, and so I went to church.
然后后来我就回美国来了。
And so after that, I returned to US.
然后呢过几个月以后呢，我打电话给我姐姐，我姐姐说，你姐夫信耶稣了。
And then after a few months of my return, I called my sister and she said, your brother-in-law believe in Jesus now.
那我就想，因为台湾的很多人，他们原来有信偶像，信各种的，他们就是好像又多了一个神一样的，好像也没有什么了不起。
But to me, at the time, I thought, well, it's probably not any significant progress because in Taiwan, many people believe in many gods, so probably to them, Jesus is just another god.
因为我们也有朋友也是这样子，那么他在台湾说受洗过两次，然后你要传福音给他，他说呢他还要去拜庙里面拜，什么都拜。
So because we know friends like that as well, who have been baptized twice already, and yet if you want to get them to worship on Sundays, they will say they need to go to the temples and worship the idols.
因为他们很多人的观念就是说什么神都拜，不要得罪任何一个神。所以他不是啊，圣经里面讲的这个独一的真神敬拜，他没有办法接受这。
Because to many of them, their mentality was that they need to print from the concept in, described in the Bible where we should only worship one true God.
所以我因为我从回来再打电话给我姐姐，不到在两三个月嘛，我讲这个大概我姐夫是又接受一个神，反正他家又多一个神就是的嘛。
So because just a short amount of time between my last visit to my return, to the phone call, it's just only 2 to 3 months. I thought probably just in this short time he just accepted Jesus as another God.
啊，后来那一年我又回去了。
But in that same year, I returned once again.
啊，那我就到我姐姐家，我就很好奇，我就问我姐夫说，哎，听说你信了是不是？
So I went to my sister's house and I was really curious. So I asked my brother-in-law. So my sister said that you believe in Jesus.
那我就问他说，可不可以告诉我你怎么信的？
And so I asked him, can you describe to me how you came to become a believer?
那我听了以后，我真是觉得神是奇妙的，因为我姐夫跟我讲，他说呢，啊，你回去美国第二个礼拜我就去教会了，他真的去教会了。
And so after his listening to his sharing, I truly feel that our God is truly amazing because after my return the second week, indeed he did go to church.
那他说呢，他去教会的目的是要去做义工，就是有点像 volunteer， 就是 charity organization 的 volunteer work。他有点想要去做这种义工的心态。
So he shared with me the purpose, the reason why he wanted to go is because he wants to volunteer at the place.
因为在台湾的这些个啊，信或信佛的会啊，他们认为说我们要行善，我们才能够以后会有好报。他们就认为说我们的一生做好事是一个为我们造那个叫福报还是善报之类的。
The reason why he wanted to volunteer, he wanted to do this as an act of charity, because in Taiwan, many of those who believe in Buddhism, they believe that we need to do good deeds in order to have rewards.
那经过大概有十年的功夫，我跟他在一起常常磨，他大概对教会印象也不错的样子。
So I guess since we've been knowing each other for 10 years and in between this time where I also share with him about our church, and so probably he has a pretty good feeling for churches.
所以他说要去教会帮忙做一些好像义工的之类。那么他去第一天呢，那么他们教会的人就说，哎，某某先生，你第一次来是不是？来进来做礼拜吧。
And so he wanted to volunteer at a church to do good deeds. And so the first time when he went there, the members of the church noticed him and noticed that he's the first time comer. And so they invited him to join them for Sunday worship.
但我姐夫说 ，No, 我不进去做礼拜，我是来这边看你们有没有需要帮忙的。
And my brother-in-law responded, No, I'm not here for Sunday worship. I'm just here to see if you need any help.
啊，那他说你不要跟我传福音，我不会信你们这个神，你不要传福音。
And he said that you do not, please don't share the gospel with me because I won't believe in your God.
那他们就很奇怪，怎么有个人来教会，然后不来做礼拜？那是不是很奇怪
？They feel very strange. So how come this person who does not want to believe in God yet come to this church?
他们说他们没有见过这样的人。
They said they have never seen a person like this.
啊，那他真的是说想要做东西，所以他们就找一些个啊，说呢我们院子你帮我们剪草，帮我们剪花好了。
But he truly wanted to do volunteer, and so they said, "Okay, you can help us clean up the yard."
啊，所以他就去做了。做完以后呢，后来啊，他做完，那大家也都做礼拜结束了以后呢，那牧师就跟他聊天。
And so after he finished cleaning up the yard, the worship is over already, and so the pastors came and chat with him.
然后呢，第二礼拜他又来了。
And then the week after that, he came again.
那他们又叫他来做礼拜，他说我不进去做礼拜。
And again, they asked him to join them for worship, and again, he refused.
啊，就这样这么几次，他每次去就是帮忙做一些工作。
And just like this, every time he goes, he just goes there to help out.
啊，有一次呢，那牧师就跟他这个做完工作就跟他泡茶聊天，也认识他。
And then one time after work, the pastor came and made tea with him, and two of them sat down to chat, have a chat again.
然后他也不敢跟他传福音，他就说，哦，张先生，我们这里礼拜六都有这个读圣经的，你要不要来一起读圣经，在我们家里读圣经。
And then so the pastor, knowing his attitude, he didn't want to share with the gospel with him that soon. And so he just casually said, "Oh, Mr. Zhang, on Saturdays we'll have a Bible study, Bible reading. Would you care to join?"
那我姐夫因为他读过像佛经啦、易经，但他没有读过圣经。每次听我讲，不知道对不对，他想来听听看也好吧，来读一读也好。
And so my brother-in-law had read all the Buddhist literatures, but he heard me mention about the Bible, but he didn't know whether I was correct or not, so he's curious to know what it is.
所以他就这样子礼拜六就来，这样连续就每个礼拜都来了。
And so he indeed joined them for the Bible study, and he kept it up for, week after week.
那他晚上回来呢，他很认真读圣经，有时候读到半夜还在读圣经。
And so each night when he returned, he reads it very studiously, sometimes read till middle of the night.
那这样他就信了。
And just like that, he believed.
所以那我就想说，那他信的也不知道真的还是真信还是假信，然后问问看他吧，我再继续问他一些问题吧。
But yeah, I still have some doubt whether he truly believes so, and so I asked him a question.
可是我还没有问的时候，他就跟我讲一句话了。
But before I could even begin to ask the question, he speaks to me.
他说呢，你可以拜所有的偶像邪灵。
He said, you can worship all kinds of idols.
那你可能求的他会给你。
And what you may wish for, they may grant you.
因为有他懂得这个邪灵，但是呢，只有一个神可以赦免人的罪。
But he said, there's only one true God who can forgive people's sins.
啊，那我就知道他这次可能是真的。
And from that sense, I know that probably he's for real.
然后他又跟我讲，他说呢，从我信了以后，我知道这个神是真的，唯一的神以后呢，我就为你姐姐祷告。
And he also said that ever since I believed and know that this is the one true God, I have been praying for his sister.
因为我姐姐对宗教的事情完全没有兴趣。
Because my sister had absolutely no interest in any matter related to religion.
因为她看我姐夫这个人以前是拜这种佛像的，这么样虔诚，现在又拜基督教，又变成另外一个虔诚。他很担心他是宗教狂。
But my sister saw that before, my brother-in-law was so firmly worshipping the idols, and now he changed and now started worshipping the Lord. And so she feared that he may be a religious fanatic.
所以我姐夫呢，要邀请他去教会，他都一概拒绝不去的。
And so whenever my brother-in-law tried to invite her to Sunday worship, she refused.
但是我姐夫跟我讲，他说呢，我就只有祷告。他说每次祷告为我姐姐祷告的时候呢，他就止不住就大哭。
And he said that I can't do anything but to pray for her. And every time he prayed, he always shed tears.
那我姐姐说呢，他也听到，他在隔壁房间也听到我姐夫在另外房间祷告哭的声音。
And my sister said that she can also hear him crying in the other room while he's praying.
所以我就知道这个他的信仰是真的，他是真正被神的圣灵摸到的。
And from his sharing, I know that his belief in God is real, and that he's truly been touched by God.
所以我姐夫就在这个大概前年受洗的。
And so I think it was the year before my brother-in-law was baptized.
那我姐姐呢是去年受洗的。
And my sister was baptized last year.
应该是前年的圣诞节受洗的。
And correction is actually the year before the Saturday, before Christmas.
那我爸爸是去年三月受洗的。
And my father was baptized in March of last year.
那我姐夫的妈妈92岁，也是跟他一起受洗的。
And my brother-in-law's mother, who's 92, was also baptized at the same time with him.
那他的女儿呢，也是跟我姐姐受洗，就是呀，他我姐夫的女儿是跟他妈妈一起受洗的。
And my niece was baptized at the same time as her mother.
他们差差不多半年到一年的时间间隔。
And so it's all happened within about half a year.
所以我就真是觉得神的作为是很奇妙的。
Truly I feel the way God acts is amazing.
就像这里一样，主对这个撒玛利亚妇人，他根本不知道他讲的是什么活水，但主就一步一步引导他，碰到他最新的心里面的深处他的问题，让他的心打开。
And just like the way the Lord has with the Samaritan woman, she may not understand what he's saying, but he has a way to touch her into the deepest part of her heart.
你跟他讲活水，他可能永远不会明白，但他已经经历到什么是活水。
You can talk about living water all you want, she may not understand, but she has already experienced the living water.
Yeah, 因为我姐夫他的信主经过还有很多很奇怪的，我再讲大概没有时间了，所以我们就暂时。
Because there are a lot more strange things that happen on the path of my brother-in-law's belief. I will not go into them right now.
那我们看这个妇人呢，她一信了以后呢，也很奇怪的发生很多事情，我们接再来把刚刚那段我们再来念一下。
And also we can see that there are many amazing things that happen since
第二十八节，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来。
And so if you read verse 28 and on, she said, So a woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, Come and see a man who told me all the things I have done.
莫非这就是基督吗?
This is not the Christ, is it?
好，我们看这个妇人，她一得到生命活水怎么样呢？她把水罐子都丢掉，不要了。
So we can see that after this woman received the living water, she even let her water pot Let her water pot.
她本来是出来拿水的，她把人家拿水的工作都忘记了，丢掉了，然后太高兴了，她已经太喜乐了，就往城里去了。
Originally she was out there to get water, but after receiving the living water, she was so joyful that she just left her water pot and went into the city.
然后对众人说，你们来看。
And said to the men there, come and see.
啊，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
A man who told me all the things that I have done.
我想我们知道这样一个妇人的话，她一定显然不愿意讲自己的事，不愿意让人知道，可能都连谈都不愿意谈。她现在讲说，把她讲出来，她觉得她应该为神做见证。
And I think that if we're in this woman's shoes, that after doing the things that she done, we probably would not want to share. Of these things with other people, too shameful to share these things. But yet, this woman feel that after receiving the living water, she need to be a testimony for him, and so she's willing to share these things.
So we 看到一个人信主以后呢，他第一个什么呢？他把他的工作优先的工作呢，他本来拿水的就给放下来了。
So from this we can see what happened to a person who become a believer that they will put down whatever their priorities in life originally was.
因为他知道这个是太宝贵了，他的一生所追求的以前的是一个错误。
Because they know that this is truly too precious to let go, and that what they've been doing before was wrong.
那第二个他什么？放下他的面子，他把以前自己的面子很珍贵的，他现在为主做见证，把他所有的以前的行为，他都不怕人家来知道了。
And they would let go of their pride, and so everything, all the shameful things that they've been doing before, they're not afraid to let others know.
他心里的黑暗呢，已经被光照了，已经不再隐藏，不需要隐藏了。
Because the darkness in her heart was driven away by the light.
已经完全得到释放了。
And she was completely released.
然后呢，他说：“你们来看。”
And she said, "Come and see."
就把人带到主耶稣的面前。
And brought others before Jesus.
所以我们看到这个妇人呢。她得到这个生命的活水是她生命的改变。
So we can see that this woman, after she received the living water, it had a change in her life.
她有没有看到耶稣在她身上行什么神迹呢?
Have you seen any miracles?
感觉好像没有，好像没有什么任何外面的神迹可以看。
For outwardly, it doesn't seem that there are any miracles.
但神在她里面做一个很奇妙的神迹。
But within her, the Lord had done an amazing thing.
好，我们再往下看最后一段呢，三十九节这里。
If we read on in verse 39,
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
And so it says, from that city many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all the things I have done.
于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下。
And so when Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them.
他便住了两天。
And he stayed there 2 days.
好，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
Many more believed because of his word.
好，看四十二节很重要，我们看。
Verse 42.
便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了。
Verse 42 is very important to pay attention. And they were saying to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe. For we have heard ourselves and,
知道这真是救世主。
and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world.
好，我们看看，我们可以带人来信主，他可以来接受，但是呢，他还是要亲自跟主来见面。
So from this we can see that we can bring people to God, but truly they themselves need to experience Him.
救恩是神才可以做成的。
Salvation can only be accomplished by God Himself.
但是人必须要有反应。
But man must respond.
人如果没有反应，主可以在你身上医治你的疾病，但是没有果效。
Because if we do not respond, then God can do all of these miracles. He could cure the illness on you, but if you do not respond, nothing will happen.
我想这个妇人如果她看见主这样讲话，她不明白，她就说呢，那你走吧，她就走了，可能就没有机会了。
Because we can imagine that if this woman, after not understanding what Jesus is talking about, instead of what she did, she said, you may leave now, then probably all these things won't happen.
那同样道理，撒玛利亚城里的人呢，他们来见耶稣。
And with the same principle, the people from the Samaritan from city who came,
那么就很奇怪，主的这个基督的名呢，竟然在撒玛利亚地。来启示出来，而且向撒玛利亚的一个妇人呢，来启示他是基督耶稣，是救世主。
And truly, it's amazing that the word Christ is spoken in the from Samaritans, and that it took a Samaritan woman to start this.
那第四十二节呢，他们全城撒玛利亚的人出来，然后说，这真是那一位救世主。
And in verse 42, all the people from the city went to him and said, "This is the one."Was indeed the Savior of the world.
我想这给我们一个真的是很大的一个启示。那么神做的，这是一个太奇妙的工作。
So this gives us a great revelation. Truly, the work that God does is amazing.
我想我们从这里我们可以很多学习。从主的身上我们可以学习到，这个本来呢是一个好像没有来往，好像一个完全是世世代代为仇人的。那么主愿意自己走向他们。
And from this, we can learn many lessons. For example, we can see that these two people, the Jews and Samaritans, they had no dealings with each other, but yet Jesus is willing to initiate the contact.
那么跨过这些整个种族的偏见，那么文化的偏见的界限呢，那么进入到跟这个妇女啊，这个妇人的这个对话啊，进入他的生命里面。
And Jesus is willing to cross this racial and cultural barrier to start a conversation with this woman to enter into her life.
那么得到一个犯罪的一个妇人，得到她一个灵魂。
And in return, he gained the soul of a woman who was in sin.
那么把生命的活水给她，而且带她走向一个真实的敬拜啊神里面。
And gave her the living water.
而且对付她里面的道德生活的问题，她所有人生的心理的黑暗面。一下被光照了。
And to teach her how to truly worship and make changes in her sinful life.
那么她本来要的这个物质的水呢，已经不重要了。她得到生命的活水了。
Originally, the physical water that she seeks after is no longer important. What she wanted now is the living water.
她不用再追求地上的爱情，她追求神的爱了。
And so she no longer seeks the earthly love, but rather God's love.
那她的心灵得到满足了。
And so her heart was satisfied.
那我们从这个妇人身上也看见，那这个妇人她怎么样呢？她马上把她一得到这个救恩怎么样？太喜乐了，把工作放下来。
And also from this woman, we can learn that because as soon as she received this gospel, she was so joyous, just joyful that she let go of her what she was doing.
然后把面子都给放下来了。
She also let go of her pride.
啊，把人带到主的面前来。
And brought others before the Lord.
那这些撒玛利亚人身上我们可以学习到，他们原来是听到人家跟他们介绍耶稣，现在怎么样呢？自己亲自来跟耶稣相见。
And so from the Samaritans who came, we learned that originally they came because they heard from another person, but now they came to have a personal conversation with God, with the Lord.
而且邀请他在他们中间住下来。
And also they invited him to live among them.
这在圣经里面，我想在我们的这个经历里面，这个大家不常发生的，很少很少见的。
I think we see these kind of things happening very rarely in our lives.
但是我想，我们如果肯在神面前，就像学这个撒玛利亚妇人一样，我们肯在神面前放下我们最重要的工作，为着神，你看见一个神的工作，那么你愿意把你自己的面子摆下来，我想我们周围都有很多机会 可以做。
So I think from this Samaritan woman, we learned that if we are willing to put down what we consider as priority and see God's work as the top priority and put down our own pride, then I'm sure we can bring a lot of people, share the gospel with a lot of people.
那么我们就会像耶稣所说的，我的食物是遵行神差我来，那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工作，就是我们的食物。It's on verse 34.
And so it said there, in verse 34 of chapter 4, Jesus said to him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
好，我想我们今天分享就到这里。
I think I'll share to this point right now.
好，谢谢各位。
Thanks everyone.